Dear friends, this evening I'd like to have a few words, based on a passage from someone who actually wasn't there at the crucifixion of Jesus. This person wrote, we're not really sure who this person is exactly, who the author of the book of Hebrews is, but I believe they were putting into words, inspired by the Holy Spirit, what Jesus' death on the cross truly meant. So I share with you Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 26. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Dear friends, can you imagine how many barriers exist between you meeting the President of the United States? You do your part. You get prepared to make the meeting with the president. You pick the shiny shoes that you have. You even shine them even more so. You get those clothes that are extra special that you might wear to church. You really make sure that you look your best. You have the passion and willingness to do anything to meet the president. And you've got some words to share about how you can bring world peace. Maybe give them a few hints on how that can be done. You've got some ideas about how Social Security can be fixed, maybe, and you'd like to share it with him. But here's the thing. There are barriers. Lots of them. First off, you have to get an appointment. Second off, to get an appointment, you have to get the phone number to make the appointment. Third, that phone number is restricted and very few people have that number. Fourth, there are barriers of security and guards. Fifth, there are walls and hallways that really block the ability to meet face to face. Then beyond that, there are fences and there are all sorts of barriers to keep you away. There are even invisible barriers like time. Do you really think the president has time to meet with you? There's status issues. You're special, but you're not quite on the same status level as the president. So you see, there isn't access. You realize there isn't the ability to meet the president of the United States. There just are too many barriers. You're going to have to share your plans for world peace with your neighbor down the street and your plans to fix Social Security with perhaps someone else that lives on the other side of the street. Now, what I shared with you can be completely reversed if one thing happens. Just one thing. What if the president takes the initiative to meet with you? On a bright sunny day outside the Oval Office, he's sitting on his sitting out on his balcony, and of all the people, as he looks down below, the one person that he wants to connect with is you. So many things change then. Those barriers go away. All of a sudden, a phone call is made to the Oval Office, and the Oval Office probably makes a call to security. Security makes a call to the guards. The guards then start talking about passwords that no one else has ever heard before. And then there's codes on the door that are put in that haven't been utilized before. All the barriers are the same as before in what I shared before. The doors, the fence, the guards, the security. But see, in that scenario, you have changed. You are special. You have been chosen. Of all the people that the president could speak with, he wants to meet with you. Now, I hate to deflate you tonight, But that's not going to happen in your lifetime. That's a really ridiculous story, but the president's not going to call you. I'm sorry to lay that on. I think you already realize that. But here's the thing. What I just set up is the same situation that we have happening tonight on Good Friday. You see, there's God and there's His creation. There are His creators. And boy, is there a big barrier between the two. God takes the initiative to meet with you. Now let's cover some of the details of, to get there, let's cover some of the details of Good Friday. Jesus died on a Friday, we know. The Gospels relate it. Kay's going to read it here in just a second from John 18 and John chapter 19. It was at the sixth hour for the Jews, for us that would be the noon hour, that the entire land turned dark, very dark. At the time you would expect the sun to gleam on down and catch your eyes, it's completely dark. At 3 p.m., which would have been the ninth hour for the people living during this time by the Jews' measurement of time, Jesus cries out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Quoting what we know today to be Psalm 22. The Gospels tell us the very next thing that happened was Jesus gave up his spirit. And then there's a detail that I want you to remember tonight. It says at that moment that the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Important detail.